the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. Lay down thy weary one, lay down thy head upon my breast. I came to Jesus as I was, weary, worn, and sad. Of Jesus say, behold, I freely give living water, thirsty one, sit down and drink and live. I came to Jesus and I drank of that life-giving stream. My thirst was quenched, my soul revived, and now I live in Him. And now I live in Him. I heard the voice of Jesus say, I am this dark world's light. Unto me thy morn shall rise, and all thy days be bright. I look to Jesus and I found in Him my star, my sun. In that light of life I walk, till traveling days are done. Till traveling days are done. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest. I found in Him a resting place, has made me glad, and He has made me glad.
I submit to you that Joseph gave Jesus a heart of obedience. And I submit to you that you and I can give that same thing if we want to. Notice in Matthew chapter number 1, verse 18, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as His mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. And Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privately. So we see here, Joseph here finds out that Mary is with child. He wants to go ahead and put her away and make sure this thing is done privately and not publicly. And in a word, he's going to give obedience. He's going to give obedience. Say, preacher, what are you talking about? Well, Joseph is going to obey and take Mary as his wife, despite the shame it's going to bring him, despite the humiliation it's going to bring him, despite the ridicule it's going to bring him. Imagine getting married to your spouse, knowing that she's pregnant by someone else already, and everybody knows. Can you imagine the humiliation in that from your parents, from everybody around you in society, that here you're going to marry this lady and she's pregnant by someone else? How could you do such a thing? It's humiliating. Joseph was a righteous man, the Bible says, and he didn't want to make a public example, so he's going to put her away. But notice verse number 20 says this. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. And that's why we looked at the first video. It was a dream that there would be a Christmas without Christ. Joseph here is having a dream as well. He says, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. It is told Jesus is going to be told to Joseph there's going to be a holy conception here. There's going to be an honorable name called Jesus laid on the child. And it says, now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. And so knowing this holy conception, knowing this honorable called child named Jesus, Joseph does the unthinkable and obeys. What am I saying? He gave a heart of obedience. Notice what it says down there in verse number 24. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus. So did he obey in taking Mary as his wife, and forego the ridicule, forego the shame, forego the embarrassment. He went through all of that, but then he still obeyed and called the baby Jesus. Joseph had a heart of obedience. You know, that wasn't the only dream that Joseph had. Joseph had a heart of obedience, and he had another dream. He obeyed fleeing from Herod despite the fear of Herod. Come down with me to chapter number 2. Of course, chapter number 2 depicts the wise men coming to King Herod, and King Herod says, go find the child, let me know where he's at. They pick up the star down there in verse number 9. When they heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. That's verse number 9. But then notice what it says down here in verse number 13. When they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Here's a dream again, saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt. Be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. Jesus could have been up to about 2 years old at this time. Herod finds out about it, and Herod is going to go out and try to kill the baby Jesus. And so it is told to Joseph. Now, I want you to do this. Now, you've already obeyed in taking taking Mary as wife. You've obeyed in calling him Jesus. And I want you to obey again and take that child, and I want you to flee from Herod. Notice verse 14, when he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt. And so Joseph, again, has these dreams. Of course, they didn't have the written word of God like we have today. All they had was the Old Testament. And that's what they went by. And so God spoke to many of his men by dreams and let them know what they needed to do. And so Joseph now has a heart of obedience on two accounts. One in taking Mary and then naming the child Jesus. Now, thirdly here, in arising and taking the child and fleeing for their life. Another heart of obedience. But you know, it doesn't stop there. Joseph yet had another dream, and he obeyed returning to Israel after Herod's death. Pick it up with me down there in verse number 16. Then Herod, when he saw it, he was mocked of the wise men, was exceeding wroth, and sent forth and slew all the children that were in Bethlehem, and all the coasts thereof from 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men. I pick it up in verse 19. But when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in, what is that? A dream to Joseph in Egypt. And so Joseph has another dream here. Verse 20 saying, arise and take the young child and his mother. Go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. So again, he has a dream, and again in verse 21, he has a heart of obedience. And he arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. So time and again, we see the heart of obedience that Joseph has. He has these dreams, and God is speaking to him. And each time that he has a dream, and each time that God speaks to him, he obeys. Say, preacher, what can I give Jesus? My heart. What about my heart? Heart of obedience. Doesn't stop there. Joseph has another dream, and Joseph yet obeys even again. Notice verse number 22. But when he heard that Archelaus did reign in Judea in the room of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, notwithstanding being warned of God in, what's that? A dream. He turned aside into the parts of Galilee, and he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, he should be called a Nazarene. And so Joseph here again obeys, being warned of God. He obeys going into Galilee and turns aside and does that. And so although the dream that we saw here was fictitious and it was not real, but the reality of what's there is true, you find here Joseph having some dreams, and in his dreams that are true in our reality, he's acting upon what a heart of obedience. And so with his heart of obedience, he begins to fulfill the will of God and does the work of God by obeying. What did Joseph give to Jesus for Christmas? Heart of obedience.
Yes, sir.
What can you and I give Jesus? Heart of obedience. The little drummer guy gave his heart. Joseph gave a heart of obedience. I submit to you that you and I can give a heart of obedience as well. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present yourselves, same word as present, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. My question to you tonight is, what is it that God has laid on your heart to obey him in giving to Jesus for Christmas? You say, nothing. Have you asked him what he wanted lately? We asked our wives what they want. We asked our husbands what they want. We asked our children what they want. We asked our coworkers what they want. We asked our parents what they want. But have you asked Jesus what he wants this Christmas from you?
Wow.
I assure you he wants something.
Yes, sir.
What do you want for your birthday? You want something, don't you?
Yeah.
You wouldn't fathom to go by a birthday and not get something.
That's right, Pastor.
That's a card, cupcake, something.
Oh, amen.
Don't you think Jesus wants something on his birthday?
Oh, yes.
And don't you think he wants something from you?
Mm-hmm.
I submit to you that we can start with a heart of obedience.
Good.
A heart of obedience. And whatever God says he wants, give it to him.
Amen.
Every dream that Joseph had, it said, in a dream he did this. In a dream, he did that. In a dream, it was said to this. And it did as the angel bid him in 1:24. It says in 2:14, he took the young child and departed. In 2:21, he arose and took the young child in 2:21. In 2:22, when Archelaus did reign, it said, being warned of God in a dream, he turned aside. Joseph obeyed again and again and again. And I submit to you that God wants you to give Jesus something this Christmas.
Amen.
You just have to figure out what it is that God wants you to give. And I submit to you that it's going to start with you giving your heart of obedience.
Amen.
And say, God, what is it that you want me to give? And whatever it is that you want me to give, I'll obey it.
Mm-hmm.
If we approach it with that attitude, guess what? It'll be easier.
Yes, sir.
I believe that Joseph already had in his mind, his heart, whatever God tells me to do, I'm going to do it. I don't care what it is. I'm going to do it. That's why he went through the shame. That's why he went through the ridicule. That's why he went through the embarrassment. That's why he called the baby's name Jesus, because he knew that that's what God told him to do.
Yep.
And he did it. And I believe he already had the heart that said, I'll do whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
even down to shame and ridicule. And so you look at the passage of Scripture, and each time he obeyed, he obeyed, he obeyed, he obeyed. One of the first things that God wants you to obey him in, or Jesus wants you to obey him in, is salvation. Get saved. Except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Except you repent, you shall all likewise perish.
Yep.
Jesus said you must be born again.
Yeah.
And I submit to you that if you already say, I'm going to obey God, you'll get saved tonight. Say, preacher, what if I don't get saved? That dream that we talked about there not being a Christmas, there really is a Christmas, there really is a Christ, and there is a heaven, there is a hell. And that's why God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son to die for you in your place. That's why he had to be born. That's why he had to raise up. That's why he had to go to the cross. That's why he was buried. And that's why he's coming again for your sins.
Amen.
And my sins. And so the first thing that we need to obey him in is salvation, getting saved, giving our lives to Jesus Christ. The second thing, then, is to surrender to whatever it is he'd have me to do. I submit to you that baptism would be on the list. I submit to you that church membership would be on the list. I submit to you that getting involved in ministry would be on the list. I submit to you that serving God would be on the list. Why? Jesus died for you. And so as you obey him in salvation first and then surrender to obey him, whatever it is, you give him a heart of obedience and say, Lord, you know, just like Joseph obeyed in going through ridicule and going through shame and going through all the taunting and all the noise about marrying Mary and then raising up this child and naming him Jesus and then obeying step by step by step by step, I submit to you, God, you want me to do the same thing. And so for Christmas, I'm going to give you a heart of obedience. Because, my friend, if God has your heart, he has you.
Right. Good.
If you obey him from the heart, there's nothing that you can't do for God. But guess what? If you don't obey him from the heart, you won't do. If you don't obey him from the heart, you won't get saved. You don't obey it from the heart, you won't see that you need to be saved because you won't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Mm. And guess what? At the end of the day, there still is a real hell.
Yes, sir.
There really was a manger. There really was a birth. There really was a place. There really was a death. There really was a crucifixion. Mm-hmm. There really was a resurrection. There really is a second coming of Christ. There really is a thousand-year reign of Christ. There really is a real devil. There really is a real hell. There really is a real heaven. And we really can go there.
That's right, Pastor. That's right.
You say, preacher, I don't know what Jesus wants me to give him. Well, I'm sure if you search your heart, he'll tell you exactly what he wants you to give him for Christmas. Maybe it's reading his word a little bit more.
Amen, Pastor.
Maybe it's a ministry. Maybe it's a service. Maybe it's going to the missions field. I don't know. Maybe it's studying your Bible a little bit more. Maybe it's an act of service. But I can tell you this. Jesus wants something for his birthday from you.
Yep.
Preacher, what? That's for you to figure out.
Amen, Pastor.
And that's for you to ask him. And guess what? He'll give you a confirmation right here. That's what I want. That's what I want. Say, preacher, how do you know that? I struggled with a call to preach for a while, Brother Scott. I gave God everything. I said, I'll give you this, I'll give you that. And he said, that's not what I want. I'll give you this, that's not what I want. Give me that. And I said, well, Lord, I don't have anything else to give. He said, yeah, you do. And I said, what else can I? I'm preaching, I'm teaching, I'm leading songs, I'm driving the bus, I'm going on soul winning, I'm studying, I'm preaching all around Europe. And Lord, what else is there? And he kept saying, look in the mirror. I'm thinking, okay, well, I don't know what I'm looking at here. He said, that's what I want. I want you. And I thought, but you got me. He said, no, I don't. No, I don't. You know, I was just like you. I sang the songs, I surrender all. I surrender all. But my subtitle was, but me. I surrender all, but to preach. I surrender all. And God, once I surrendered to preach, God said, now I have what I've been asking for. So, preacher, how do you know? You won't have peace. I didn't have peace. I didn't have any peace. I knew there was something else that God wanted me to give him, but I didn't know it was that. But when I gave him that, guess what? It made all the difference in the world. I felt like I was born again all over again. I had a hallelujah fit. I felt great. But all up until that point, I was always fidgeting in church and screaming in my chair. I don't feel good. Because I knew I hadn't given to Jesus what he was asking for. So what is Jesus asking you to give him for Christmas? In the private of your own heart, I think you have an idea. I think you have several ideas. Say, can we give Jesus two presents? You can give him 200 presents.
Yes, sir, you can.
How many would you like for your birthday? We stingy. We only give Jesus one thing. But we want a whole lot of things.
Yes, sir, we do.
You can give Jesus more than one thing for his birthday. Mm-hmm. He won't complain.
No, he won't.
So ask yourself, what should I give? And then ask God. God, what should I give to the king? What can I give to the king who has everything? What can I give to the king who owns a cattle on 1,000 hills? What can I give to the king who has control of the whole cosmos? What can I give him? You, because he's not going to take it. Although he could. He's not going to take it. He wants you to freely give it up. Think about in Revelations, it said they cast their crowns at his feet. He didn't take any crowns from them at all. They cast the crowns at his feet. Voluntarily and willingly. He didn't take them. He could have. What are you going to give Jesus for Christmas? Let's look in your hymn book, 331. I want us to sing that song again. Have you any room for Jesus? And as you sing the song, I want you to think about what you're singing. 331, because I want to give Jesus a gift for Christmas. But I wonder, oftentimes, do we have any room for Jesus?
That's good.
Let's start on that first stanza. Have you any room for Jesus? He who bore your load of sin. As he knocks and acts at mission, sinner, will you let him in? Room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now, his word obey. Swing your hearts door widely open. Bid him enter while you may. Room for pleasure, room for business. But for Christ the crucified, not a place that he can enter. In the heart for which he died, room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now, his word obey. Swing your heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while you may. Have you any room for Jesus? As in grace he calls again. Oh, today is time accepted. Later you may call in vain. Room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now, his word obey. Swing your heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while you may. Before we sing that last stanza, room and time now give to Jesus, think about it. If you don't give it to Jesus, he's not going to take it from you. But you'll go to your grave not having given to Jesus that thing that he wanted from you. And then you'll see him in heaven if you're saved. And he'll say, why didn't you give that to me? Why didn't you give this to me or that or whatever it is? You knew I wanted it. Why didn't you give it to me? What was going to be your answer? He who gave everything for you? What could we possibly say that we didn't want to give to him? You're not saved. He wants your life. Why? He gave his to trade for yours. Notice this last stanza. Room and time now give to Jesus. Room and time now give to Jesus. Soon will pass God's day of grace. Soon your heart left cold and silent. And your Savior's pleading cease. Room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now, his word obey. Swing your heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while you may. Let me tell you, if you've not given your heart to Jesus Christ by way of salvation, my friend, it's easy and it's simple. You just have to admit that you're a sinner and you cannot pay your own way to heaven. You will go to hell on your own if you don't get that payment settled. But God in his love gave his only begotten son, born in a manger long ago, raised up as a sinless sacrifice all his life, went to the cruel cross of Calvary for you and I, hung up on a cross in your place and mine. He died willingly, voluntarily, took his own life. They put him in a grave 3 days later. Up from the grave, he arose. waiting for you.
Amen.
But you know what? He's not going to wait forever. Soon that day of grace is going to pass. Can I submit something to you scary? Now, Mrs. Wilbur was able to call tonight because she was in an accident. But you might get an accident, you might not be able to call. It's scary, and it's sobering, but it's true. It's very true. All the people shot by ISIS over the last several weeks, these people all thought they had tomorrow.
Yep.
Friend, you think you have tomorrow, and you might not have it. Mm-hmm. If I was you, I'd make things right with God today.
Amen.
The Bible says, being warned in a dream over and over again, being warned in a dream, Joseph obeyed. God is warning you. I've given my best for you, and I'll take your worst, and that's your sin.
That's good.
If you've not done that, do that today. Don't put it off another moment. I'll be standing around. Pastor White will be standing around. Deacons are standing around. Some of our deacons' wives are standing around. You want to get that thing settled today. That dream that they had up there about there being no Christ, that's fictitious. There really is a Christ. The little drummer guy, that's a fictitious story, but guess what? We all have a heart to give. We all have a heart of obedience to give, just like Joseph did. The question is, will I give that heart of obedience to Jesus for Christmas and do what he's asking me to do? Let's all stand to our feet. Give you just a few details here about what we're going to do next before we